SBS Radio.
Steve Fordham, welcome to NITV Radio.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Now, you are one of the finalists of the Ethnic Business Awards, and this comes at a time when we are also celebrating, well, marking Indigenous Business Month, because October is Indigenous Business Month, and your organization, Black Rock Industries, is a predominantly Indigenous business. Tell us about your journey.
Look, mate, I'd have to say one big thing I'll focus on is, like a lot of people say, our ancestors come from the Dreamtime, but to be honest, my journey has been the Dreamtime in its own way. We started our company with $20,000 in an old tipper truck. I was actually dyslexic throughout all high school, taught myself how to read. And at the age of 13, they found a benign problem with the brain, and they said I was actually going to die. So I didn't focus on education. I'm more focused on life. And then luckily later on, it sort of dissipated and left. But me and my business partner, we kicked off in the mining sector, and we bought a little old tipper. Started with nothing, and we kicked out with a goal to not only achieve a viable company, but a company that actually gives back and helps. Through this time, we've grown into a massive sense. We majority engage with Indigenous employees to give guys an opportunity. But one thing better we've done, we've actually kicked an inmate program off that we get no federal or state dollar. And what we do is we employ inmates that are incarcerated, and we actually help with the rehabilitation by providing a job and an opportunity. And then out of that, we actually give them sort of that second chance. And to date, out of the 39 that we've taken on, we've only ever had one go back in the system, which is still a terrible number for us, but it's a great system in comparison to most statistics. But we predominantly engage in earthworks, demolition, fence and tree plan, labour hire, and a range of different services. But we actually kicked a new venture off earlier in the year called Dream Path Recruitment. And that what we've done, we've kicked off 22 offices across the country with a goal eventually to employ over 3,500 people, where we're predominantly expanded across all of Australia, which is fantastic. And it's just given us that opportunity to show what we believe in and that dream.
Very, very inspirational journey indeed. You started with $20,000, but it's a multi-million dollar company. This is something you didn't mention with a lot of, you've branched out in many other areas as well.
We have, and one thing that I think is a great thing is not only to be proud of part of my mob, but also too, I started this when I was 25 and I'm only 28. So I'm still young, and I'm still raring to go to see how far we can take this. Like, I've got a goal of a $1 billion entity, because it's about more than, but in the end of the day, it's about more than money. It's one thing I've always said, enterprise is the way of the future. Our government talks about closing the gap, but by giving an Aboriginal business a go, you're giving Aboriginal employment a go, because we still know in the case of multiculturalism, tomorrow if I go and have Chinese food, someone Chinese will be serving food. You go to Italian, you go to Italians, you go to Greek, you go to Greek, you go to an Aboriginal business, you got Aboriginal staff, and that's where mob are going to best try and actually help rectify the problem by giving mob more opportunity for progression, giving ourselves a platform for change. And that's what I really think the passionate bit sort of comes from, because I've never had a silver spoon in my mouth. I've worked for everything I've got, and I see the issues that we constantly have across a range of different aspects of our people's history, past and our future. And I think the only way we're going to fix the problem is by getting out there, having a go, and fixing it ourselves.
70% of your staff is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but you also make sure that you have a lot of women in your workforce.
Yeah, so our numbers actually rise and fall all the time, so we're always pushing for that, mainly that 70%, and we've managed to keep a constant flow through. But female participation in our field is where we're trying to leap in and bounds, because we feel like in one way, people may think it's tokenistic to be an Aboriginal company, but we've gone, well, we're helping our mob, but why not help our sisters that are out there and give women an opportunity to come into the workplace? But our goal is to really start pushing in the future for non-gender neutral roles. So we'd love to have more female operators. We'd love to have more male cleaners. We really love to give that field to actually help with a range of different people live into the workplace. And I think that's where we best excel is we know what it's like to be a minority and in its own way to not have those opportunities. And that's why in anyone, we feel it more in our strength to actually help provide those opportunities for that next step.
Yeah, because, well, you work in an industry that's extremely male-dominated industry. Do you have a lot of women driving those big tractors that I can see on your website, those big rigs, massive beasts of equipment?
Well, to be honest, actually, the mining industry is one of the most diverse industries to actually providing females opportunity within the workplace.
Yeah.
So in recent years, especially in the last 10 years, a lot of mining companies are now at 50% female employment. There is actually statistics, studies that come against it to say that some women have actually been able to be better operators for the fact that they're easier on the gear and work on the equipment. But I think at the end of the day is, female participation, Indigenous participation is great. But in 10 years, 15 years, we don't want it.
Yeah.
We want to be able to come into a workplace and we just do it. We just employ 50% of our workforce as female. We give opportunities for multiculturalism. We give opportunities for Indigenous people to aspire into bigger and better things. But why we are in the short term of growth and understanding and learning, these opportunities to excel, to give everyone an equal opportunity into a workplace is where we're going to benefit the most.
One thing we have to mention is you're self-taught and you didn't go to a business school or anything, but you're running a multi-million dollar business. This is quite a feat.
Oh, look, it is on its in its own way. And I'll be honest, I actually went to the bumper car university, I call it. My way of actually looking at it in life, we bounce around until we try and get it right. And I hope that we're developing the right model for the future. We've always done things completely different. We had a group come in a while and they want to do a psychometric test on our employment. So part of what it does, it helps you find the best employee for the job.
Yeah.
And I said, that's not going to work for us. And they said, why? And I said, we've got a lot of people that we've given opportunities for that would fail that test. Because in our company, we say you can't find the best employee. You've got to create them. Create them within your workforce and give everyone an opportunity to progress to the best they can be and the best that they can do.
Yeah, and this brings me back to giving opportunities to ex-inmates, because when they come out of jail, a lot of the time, they've got a record, this criminal record, and it's a barrier in many places. They'll say, oh, you've got a record, sorry, see you later. And you give them a chance despite that record.
Oh, completely. So our way of looking at it is it's on the resume basis. If you turn around and have a resume that says you haven't worked in 5 years, you go in to get a job and they say, what did you do for the last 5 years? I've been incarcerated. You've straight away redlined from the interview. You got no chance. But if you turn around and say, what have you been doing for the last 5 years? I've been working for BlackRock Industries in the Hunter Valley in a mining company. Oh, awesome. Cool. Tick. And that's what it's all about. What we're trying to do is give people the tools in life, and that's all you can do at the end of the day. You can't completely change everyone's perspective and completely change people, but you can give them the opportunity to do it themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of people want to be able to take that on. Our brothers and sisters in our mob are literally overrepresented in the prison system. We're actually now per capita, there's more Aboriginal per capita than African Americans in the American prison system. And we look at the American prison system as a joke in the way in which they're set up, and we're coming far worse at the moment. And the only way we're going to do it, as I said, is we're going to help do it ourselves, but engage with the right way and the right techniques to help progress everyone and give everyone a great opportunity to progress.
Yeah. And another thing about your business, you also give 90% back to your local community. So it benefits not just to your mob, but it benefits the whole community.
Yeah. So what we try to do is buy local as much as possible. And that's one thing we've really tried to excel in. So some things we can't buy in our area. So when I'm purchasing a product, instead of trying to go out up to Sydney and try and put more money into our capital cities, that's where all our money goes to at the end of the day for our revenue, for our mining royalties. A lot of that money actually goes back into the cities. We'd love it to actually stay in these rural country areas because that's the end of it. It's the lifeblood of a community. And growing up in a small country town, that's the life force. It's what provides a job. You go in tomorrow to a shop, you're helping a mate out because literally if you're going to buy an egg and bacon roll down when you go to the service station, you're providing an income for a service station that's actually going to provide a job for someone that's local. And that's where we want to progress is keeping local community and giving them the opportunities to progress. But also too, we've had contracts we've actually gone in and we've been a little bit more expensive. And when some of the sites have come back and said, you're a little bit expensive, why? And we said, well, we've actually purchased all these products locally. And I know sometimes we can get it cheaper. We ship in container and bring it overseas ourselves, or we go to bigger providers. But I said, I'd rather give it to this provider here because it's supporting a local thing, and our clients love that. And that's where we want to progress. The mining industry, people wonder how we got as big as what we are. It's not because of banks, because banks wouldn't give us a loan. It's not because of any massive feat, but it's our not only us as a company, but the support and the people that have been on this dream with us has helped us get to where we are. And it's the mining companies, it's the Mac Energies, it's the Teesses, it's the Malabar Coals, it's the industries that took us on and gave us a shot. You've got a 25-year-old coming to your mining company that's literally got a dream and no huge dollars behind them, and literally give them their first contract. To where we are then to where we are now, it's because they took a shot, and that's what it's all about. And that's where we've got to start replicating these systems across the board and give the small guy a shot to progress and to take something and turn something into something little to something big. Like Teese Mining literally started as a small idea with a couple of guys that literally put it together, and the Teese brothers, and they're now a $1 billion entity. You look at BHP, started with nothing in a small area and completely grew their business. And that's where we progress in life, is giving the small guy a shot, give the underdog a go, and we'll always succeed. And if we have the right nurture and the support, and we're all going to fall down, but we just need help sometimes getting back up. But we'll do it, and we'll run with it, and we'll smash big goals.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.